Chapter 39, Council on Voting.
Our work is to watch and wait and pray. Search the scriptures. Christ has given you warning not to mingle with the world. You are to come out from among them and be separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6, verses 17 and 18. Whatever the opinions you may entertain in regard to casting your vote in political questions, you are not to proclaim it by pen or voice. Our people need to be silent upon questions which have no relation to the third angel's message. If ever a people needed to draw nigh to God, it is Seventh-day Adventists. There have been wonderful devices and plans made. A burning desire has taken hold of men or women to proclaim something, or bind up with something, they do not know what. But the silence of Christ upon many subjects was true eloquence. My brethren, will you not remember that none of you have any burden laid upon you by the Lord to publish your political preferences in our papers, or to speak of them in the congregation, when the people assemble to hear the word of the Lord? We are not as a people to become mixed up with political questions. All would do well to take heed to the word of God. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers in political strife, nor bind with them in their attachments. There is no safe ground in which they can stand and work together. The loyal and the disloyal have no equal ground on which to meet. He who breaks one precept of the commandments of God is a transgressor of the whole law. Keep your voting to yourself. Do not feel it your duty to urge everyone to do as you do. Letter 4, 1898. Our pioneers reach an important decision. This comes from a page from Ellen G. White's 1859 diary. Attended meeting in the evening. Had quite a free, interesting meeting. After it was time to close, the subject of voting was considered and dwelt upon. James first talked, then Brother J. N. Andrews talked, and it was thought by them best to give their influence in favor of right and against wrong. They think it right to vote in favor of temperance men being in office in our city, instead of by their silence running the risk of having intemperate men put in office. Brother David Hewitt tells his experience of a few days and is settled that it is right to cast his vote. Brother Josiah Hart talks well. Brother Henry Lyon opposes. No others object to voting, but Brother J.P. Kellogg begins to feel that it is right. Pleasant feelings exist among all the brethren. Oh, that they may all act in the fear of God. Men of intemperance have been in the office today in a flattering manner, expressing their approbation of the course of the Sabbath keepers not voting, and expressed hopes that they will stick to their course, and like the Quakers, not cast their vote. Satan and his evil angels are busy at this time, and he has workers upon the earth. May Satan be disappointed is my prayer. E. G. White Diary, Sunday, March 6, 1859.